Hi, this is Kazuyoshi Hisano. Habits Craft for Your Future, Transforming Thoughts and Actions. This is a podcast program that I'm going to talk about habits and also goal vision, which is a system that I have developed to make the people's life better. I've been talking about the habits and thinking about habits together with you, and it was not an easy journey. However, I thought a lot and learned a lot through the process of this building this program. I have been a coach for a long time and also constantly talking about how to build good habits that will help you become successful in your career, in your life. And now I really feel that I strongly feel furthermore than before that habit is the essential building blocks for a happy life and successful life. Today's question is this. This is a question that I've received from somebody, and also I want to ask you this question. Do you feel like you want to change somebody's habit? Do you think you want to change somebody's habit? Yeah, I guess so. You have a situation that you want to change somebody's habit. And I do understand. And I also do want to influence somebody's habits. And not many, but several occasions. Of course, we'll go back to the basic of goal vision or the goal setting from the cognitive science or psychology. We will know that it all needs to start from your own will. We're talking about the goal. The goal needs to be set by somebody like yourself, and your brain will tell which kind of actions are needed, and actions will need to be supported by certain habits. So if you set the goal, eventually you'll identify the habits. And of course, the habit is not a single habit, so you should have a number of habits. So each of them will collectively contribute to you for helping you moving toward your goal. So it starts with your will. So the goal needs to be chosen by himself, and the habits need to be chosen by himself. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to trying to change somebody's habits. However, I need to add something on top of this, because this is about grown-up adults. And I don't know what age you will be a grown-up adult and what age you are in the development period. But roughly, if you are under 25 or anything like that, so it could be 30, it could be 20, but I would say 25. And if you're above 25, it's all the responsibilities that you can build, whichever good or bad or neutral, whatever habits that you want to. However, if you or she is below 25, of course, the younger, then you will need to much more be responsible for or take care about helping them build appropriate good habit. So I like to talk these things separately. And the first one is about the habits will be your own thing. So you will need to set your goal by yourself and find habits. And there's no way somebody trying to influence you. However, this is because the responsibility is on your own And of course, if we know something that's better, it's just no problem that you will suggest. However, even if you suggest something, you'll never be able to force somebody to do something, which means that the final decision will be done by him or herself. So suggestion is not a problem at all, but eventually it will be decided by the person, and therefore there's no use, no way that we can change somebody. And influence is okay. And of course, comfort zone is okay. So if you surround somebody with a person who have a different habits than the original person, then the group will have an influence on this person, so that you'll be able to finally sort of change his habit. However, that is not that you are actually changing, but the habit of comfort zone is helping this person to change his her comfort zone on his own. Always the decision will be done by him herself. However, if you talk about the younger generation, like a kindergarten or elementary school, of course they'll need to be told what is good and what's necessary and what is not. And always there is a will that needs to be respected. So I don't mean that children does not need to be respected in terms of their value. However, because they are immature and they will need to learn a lot, and they also have a limited capability to gather information, therefore the adults who can provide good idea needs to guide them. So my question is, are you, or do you think you are qualified to do that? And every parents need to think well about your own qualification. I know there's not some words that there that kind of idea does exist, but if you're thinking enough, you have obviously you will be qualified to do that. But if you don't think, you just go to the internet to make decision or find information quickly. My suggestion is that as an adult, you try to think a second at least. Make your own decision by yourself. The children are different. And what I think that is most important for kids is to build a strong body. Particularly, I'm talking about a physically strong body. I don't think that everybody needs to be athlete. It's not that I'm trying to say, but the energies and the strength of your body, if you have energy and power to keep doing things in whatever area, you have a chance to become happy and successful. Whatever area, whatever arena, you have a chance. And if I look at, observe the people who are successful, who are around me, because I run several organizations that consists of a lot of large companies, and I daily communicate with such leaders, with the leaders of those organizations, but they are physically strong. Be it a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. So if the person is physically strong, the chance of his or success and his influence to the other people, and also of course happiness will be different. So in order to become physically strong, what the kids, children need to do is to sleep well, eat well, and exercise. Sleep well, eat well, and exercise. I don't know about other country, particularly in Japan, our children has limited opportunity compared to 30 years ago when I was a kid, 40 years ago when I was a kid. Compared to that period of time, these days, children, kids have a limited space to play, and the time is not enough for them. So therefore, the overall physical strengths are becoming weaker and weaker according to some data. And I don't know if this is happening in other country, but I assume in some of your countries, maybe that is occurring. So a simple thing is that let the children sleep well, sleep long, and eat healthy, and also have an opportunity to create an opportunity for them to exercise. So those are the things that I would really suggest. And now let's go back to the adults that, okay, the question was that whether you want to change somebody, and also, well, people need to think on their own. So I'll let them do that by themselves. But if I would try to change somebody's habit, the only things that I would say is that let's live healthy, so that as healthy as possible. So this applies to the same structure applies to the adults as well. You eat well, sleep well, and exercise. So there's eventually no difference between kids and adults, but I would like to add or shift their comfort zone to becoming a person who is eating well, sleeping well, and exercising sufficiently. And this applies to kids as well. All right, that is about myself. If I'm being asked, I want to change somebody's habits, I basically say no, but for the kids, I would urge the adults around them to help them build nice habits. And also for the adults, well, it's your own decision, but why not try to make your life healthier? And in order to do that, sleep well, eat well, and exercise. Right, that is today's talk, and thank you for listening. If there is anything that you want to ask about or talk about the habits, we can put that information in the form of the podcast profile. And if you have liked this one, please like it so that you will be able to update it by the information, and you will not miss the program in the future. Okay, that's the talk, and thank you so much for listening, and hope to see you soon. Bye bye.